Wednesday the 24th of February, Yud Adar, Rabbi Shimon Knopfler, Simcha Shel Mitzvah.
In the piyutz of Parsha Zocher, Yetz Hashem this Shabbos, we say, Ve'im kol amay adem yu betelim, yimei apurim lo neftolim. If all the mayadim would be abolished, don't say lovoy, nevertheless, the days of Purim would never be lost to us. What is the meaning of Mayadim ever becoming abolished? And why is Purim different in that Purim is something that remains eternal, never becomes abolished at all? The Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Megillah, expresses the same idea with a slight variation. The Rambam says, Kol Sefri Nevi'im, all Sifrei Nevi'im and Ksuvim will become bottle l'moysa Moshiach, chutz Megillas Esther, except for Megillas Esther. V'harei hi kayem es kachamish uchum shel Teira, u'kehalochos shel Teira shebal peh. Megillas Esther will remain like chamish uchum shel Teira and like Teira shebal peh. She'enon betelim lo'olam, which will never become annulled, which will never become abolished. Zog the Rambam, ve'afal pi, she'kol zichrei natzoris yibotel, even though all memory of any tzoris will become botel, she'nema, kinishkechu atzoris u'rishoynes v'chinistru me'enoi, because it says in the Pasuk that, lo'osed lo'voi, after Mashiach comes, we'll forget all the past troubles that we've had, Yemei HaPurim lo yibotelu, the days of Purim will not become bottle. Shenemal, Yemei HaPurim o'ele lo yavru mitoich ha'yehudim v'zichrom lo yosef mizarum. Because in the Megillah says meferish that Yemei HaPurim will never be removed from the forefront of our memory. Again, even though the Rambam's expression is in a different version to the Paitan, the Paitan talks about the difference between Purim and all other Yomim Tovim. The Rambam talks about the difference between Megillas Esther and other Nevi'im and Ksuvim, or the difference between memory of old Tzoras and the memory of this one. So we treat Kseder to the message of an eternity, an eternal message of Purim, and we must question why. If all memory of Tzoras will be discarded, Losed Lovoi, why should Purim be any different? Sof kol sof, Purim is a zecher to the gula of the Gzeres of Haman and Achashverosh. So if all memory of all Tzoras becomes forgotten, so presumably Haman and Achashverosh land up in the same dustbin. Oy bazoi, why have we a celebration of Purim, Losed Lovoi, if we don't have any memory of the Tzoras of Haman and Achashverosh? The Gemara, at the beginning of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, tells us a very interesting story that has not yet happened. The Gemara tells us about the whole vikuach, the whole disputation between the Umas Olam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as to whether they or Klal Yisrael are deserving of schar. The Gemara begins, the whole Gemara is far too long to go through now in a short shiur, but I'll have to take some extracts out of it. The Gemara says, Dorash Abchanina Bar Popa V'Yitema Rab Simloi. La'osed Logoi, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah Menicha Becheiko, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take a Sefer Torah, V'Oimer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will announce, L'mi she'osak bo, kol mi she'osak bo yovei v'yitzoi tzchorei. Everyone who was Oisuk B'Torah should come and collect his schar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is apportioning reward, La'osad Lovoi, for all those who are Oisuk B'Torah. Miyad, the Gemara says, immediately, Miskabtzim Uboim Oivdei Kachovim Barvuvia. All the Goyim, all the Umas Oilam, they come together, all in a jumble, all in a mess. Barvuvia, they all come mixed together. Shenema Kol HaGoyim Nikbutzu Yachdov, Goyim and so on. Omalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, First of all, let's make Seder. Al tikon tzilufon ha-bar-vuvia, el lo tikon eis kol umah ve-umah ve-soifreho. don't come to me all together, all mixed up together. I want you to come with me. Every ummah, every nation should come separately. V'sofrel together, Rashi says, with its chachomim. The chachomim of each ummah should come together with the ummah. Presumably, it doesn't say in the Gemara anymore, but presumably the pshat is, the ummahs of olam are coming to collect schar for, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu announced, holding a Sefer Torah in his hands and saying, "Call me She Osak Bo Yovei V'Yitoy Schurei." This is schar for Esek HaTorah. The ummahs of olam come and they want schar for Esek HaTorah. This is Le'osid Lova we're talking about, olam emes. The ummahs of olam exactly. The ummahs of olam are coming. We want schar for Esek HaTorah. And they're all coming together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, learning the Gemara sounds a little bit like a summer camp. They're all coming together and everybody clamoring for things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, first of all, Denmark here, Holland there, Norway there, Sweden there, and so on. Everyone in your own queue, each one stand up with your passports. And look carefully at the color of your passport. And we see what passport you've got, that's the queue you stand in. I'm not sure what happens to EU passports. Frig de Gemara! Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu bothered about this jungle, about this mixture of various Ummah Zoylam, about this United Nations over here? Umi Ike Avuvi Akame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have this problem of having to have everybody in its own color line, in its own color scheme, and not mixed together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be able to sort it out even if they're all... So the Gemara, no, that's not the point. The point is, because each ummah has its own taina, and each one gets its own answer. And since the answer of each one is different, if they would all come together, and they would all hear each other's tainus, and each one would hear the answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the first one, the second one, they would all say, we're unable to enter our own claim because they get confused. And then afterwards they would be able to claim that it wasn't fair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm dealing with each one separately, nobody else will hear how I'm answering each one. And the Gemara comes and the Gemara begins. The first nation to come in is Rob. Nechnas, the Gemara says that Nechnas Selefon of Malchus Reimi Tchilo. Malchus Reimi comes in first, and then, I'm leaving out half the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the taina? Omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maya sakta. Remembering that the claim, the reason why they're coming is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was holding the Sefer Torah and says, "Kol Misha Osak Bo Yovei V'Yitoy Tzchorei." We want Schar, so they say we want Schar for Esek HaTorah. What? B'maya Sakta? Where was your Esek HaTorah? Lo Me'aron. Which Masechta were you busy with? Oyemrim Lefon of Ribbono Shel Olam Haba Shvokim Teknina Haba Mechatzoy Sosinu Haba Kesef Zov Hilbin. We built markets. We built baths. We gathered together gold and silver, in other words, we made a lot of money. V'kulon lo yosin elu b'shvil Yisrael k'dei she'yisaske b'Torah. We did it all in order to facilitate Yidden to be able to learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoytim sheb'olam kol ma she'asisem l'Torah atzmechem asisem. You didn't do it for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, you did it for your own benefit. תקנתם שבוקים להישבם זוינס מלחצויס לעדן במעצמכם כסף וזוב שלי ושנם עלי הכסף ולי עזוב ומה שם צבוקס. And then proving it and so on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you did it for your own benefit, you did it because of your own רצוינס, you did it because of the things you wanted yourself, nothing to do with Klal Yisrael שיעסק בתורה. It's Bakant, the Briskerov, but others work in the same Mahalach, ask, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer Shoytim Sheba'olam? HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer, you're liars. You didn't do it for Shvili Yisrael Sheyaskeh B'Torah, you did it for yourself. So your answer is no, they're not liars, it's true. Because the Rambam says, other Rishonim say very similar, any Hatzlocha that a Rosh has in whatever he does, the same way what Goyim have and what they do, for their own cheshbonis, they do it for their own benefit, they do what they want, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them Hatzlocha that they should be able to do it? The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them Hatzlocha because one day there will come a time when a tzaddik, a Talmud Chochem, will benefit from this avodah. And the Rambam says, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfectly happy for somebody, a wealthy goy, to build a whole palace, a huge structure, because maybe one day a tzaddik will come past that palace, and it'll be a hot day, and he'll benefit from the shade of the wall of the palace. So there's a tachlis why this wall is there. This wall is there because it creates shade. And somebody will be able to become comfortable in that shade, and because of the benefit of this tzaddik who's gaining the comfort of this shade, that gives a reason for this wall to stand. It may be a huge wall, it may be standing for a few hundred years, but there's a tachlis. Obviously the one who built it didn't think of that tachlis. He thought the tachlis was, he built it, so that he should have a palace to live in. But that wasn't the real tachlis why the palace was built. The palace was built in order to create a shade for the tzaddik who's going to go past, I don't know, maybe 100, 200, 500 years later. Zogta Breskarov, these goyim, these Romans, we're talking to Osid Lovai, they've now realized that all the shvokim melchatzois, all this kesev azov, the gold and silver that they've amassed, is there only to benefit Klal Yisrael so that Klal Yisrael should be able to be Osid B'Torah. So they claim it's her. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Shoytim Shabu'ilam, it doesn't say you're liars, it's true. They only did it b'shvel Yisrael she'asked B'Torah. That's the only reason why they were matzliach for it. But that was not your intention. You think you can get schar for that? You want to get schar for all the trouble that you did to Klal Yisrael, and now say, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashkocha made it happen that Klal Yisrael were able to be with Torah because of what we did? Avad Anisht. And Miyad Zodi Gemara Yotzu Bepachi Nefesh, they go out upset. The Gemara carries on, Malchus Remi leaves, and Malchus Poras comes in after that. And the Gemara explains why this Seder Dafke, why first Remi, why after that Poras. And then comes a very similar arrangement. Ovelem HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mayah asaktem, what did you do? So they say, Ribbon Shem, Havel Geshorim Geshan, we built bridges, Havel Krachim Kavashim, we were Kovash, we invaded various cities, Havel Mechoma Yisusinu, we waged wars. The kulam lo yosin el bishvul yisroel shkedei shisaske b'teira. Omer la makdash bochel kama shasisem l'teira chatzlechem asisem. You did it for yourselves. The kantim gesholim. You built bridges, you know why? In order so that you should be able to stand there and collect the tolls of the people passing. Glitter ma'amiches. Krachim. Lasses me'mangaria. You know why you built, you know why you took over cities? You took over cities in order to collect the taxes over there. Melchomais. Ani osisi. Shenem aliyak. Shenem ha'shemesh melchomo. And then again, how they proved it, Miyad Yotzim Lefon of Apachi Nefesh. And then the Gemara carries on, why, when Poras saw Rome going out, why did they go in? They must have realized that they haven't got anything better to say. And the Gemara answers, why Poras thought it would be better. And then, following on, the Abu Umas Olam, when they see that, so the Gemara, they all realize that there's nothing to go by, and they withdraw. Now, interestingly, we see, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu began by taking a Sefer Torah b'Teichekoi, and he said, Kol Misha Osak Bo Yovoi V'Yitoil Schoroi, in other words, whoever was Osak b'Torah should come and collect his schar, nevertheless, we find that the Umas Olam come, and they try to claim the schar. Shall I say it as a Zevulun rather than as a Yisocha? They were not really Osak B'Torah themselves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kol Misha Osak Bo Yovev Yitel Tzchoroi. Nevertheless, the goyim come straight away and they want their schar. What are they asking their schar for? Not for actual Osak B'Torah, but for Hachzokas HaTorah, for all the things we did in order that Yidden should be Osak B'Torah. But freely admitting that the actual Esek B'Torah with Klal Yisrael. V'hakol lo yosinu elo b'shvil Yisrael sheyaskei b'Torah. They accept that it is Klal Yisrael who are oisik b'Torah, and they are only demanding their schar as facilitators, not as oiskim b'Torah themselves, but as those who are helping. And they don't get away with that either. Then comes the next taina. So they say, what do you want? You gave Yidden the Torah, but you didn't give us the Torah. Now, it's a complete change of wind. Because until now, they accepted that it was Yidden who were Oisik b'Torah, and they are claiming schar only as facilitators. Now they're suddenly saying, why should Yidden get schar for being Oisik b'Torah? You gave Klal Yisrael the Torah. You didn't give it to us. So the Gemara, no. We all know, and the Gemara has got the whole arichus of it, but we all know that before Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to every single one of the 70 Umas HaOlam, offered them the Torah, and each one asked what it say in the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered each one according to their own, and they all said no, until Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. So how can they claim that? Elo, the Gemara says, little change of claim. They say, true, but we all know that before Matan Torah was Kofar Le'em HaKegigis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you accept the Torah, Mutavim La'av, Shantei Kvurazchem. So he said, you didn't do that to us. You did that to Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael were forced to be Mekabel the Torah, but we weren't. So you never pressured us to be Mekabel the Torah the same way as you did to Klal Yisrael. Omar Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Horishayin Es Yashmiyunu. And if you, Horishayin Es Yashmiyunu, Zogdi Gemura, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach that I did give you, and that you did accept, that you were Mekayim, you didn't keep what I gave you. I gave you only a few mitzvahs, and you didn't keep them either. What do you want to say now? If I would have given you more mitzvahs, you'd have... Madoch, you didn't keep those 7 that I gave you. If I would have given you 613, you'd have done more averus. You wouldn't have done more mitzvahs. And the dispute goes on, the Gemara goes on with various more claims and counterclaims, until they come and they say, Ribbono Shel Olam, that's very nice, but Klal Yisrael were Mekayim the Torah. They also weren't Mekayim the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, yes, they were Mekayim the Torah. And the Umas HaOlam will say, prove it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will say Eidus. So the Umas HaOlam, in another slight change of heart, will say, "Steht im Posuk b'ni b'chayri Yisrael, klum av meid al b'noi. You can't be made on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are your children." So somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Aha! So you do accept that Klal Yisrael are my children. I don't seem to remember the last 6,000 years sounding the same." But they tie into that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I've got other edim, Shemayim, Uretz." So they say, no, they know you're going to be Edus on him, and they believe you're going to be Lechuk Hashmai Avur Etz Leisamti. The Gemara goes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them other alternatives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Goyim will say Edus themselves. Yovei Nimroi that say that Avraham Avinu didn't serve Avedus Zorah. Yovei Nuchal Netza, say Chanan Rishol Ba'azari Leishtach Vilitzelem. Yovei Lovon will say Edus that Yaakov is going to have Shalach Gezen. Yovei Eishet Petifer, I should come and say that Yosef HaTzadik didn't do an Avera, and so on. The Gemara brings, the Goyim can say their own Edus, they don't need anything else. Oba, the Goyim say to the Eden, you know what, give us another chance. To no longer Mirosh Vena Seno. And, as the Gemara carries on, it's not a valid claim, because it's already too late, Mishav Torach Be'erev Shabbos Eichel V'Shabbos, we're talking Losev Lovoi, after the Zman of Olam Hamasa, it's too late. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's no such a chance. And, Hayom La'asoyisom V'loy L'mocha La'asoyisom, Hayom La'asoyisom V'loy Hayom L'kabel Zchorom. We're now on the time of Schal now, we're not in the time of doing mitzvahs. Nevertheless, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'betun Yimriyosov, I have an offer to make, Dr. Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's make an experiment. I have a little mitzvah. I have a little mitzvah, Zoktar Kudosh Baruch Hu. Everybody knows this Gemara. It's an easy mitzvah, it's not expensive. Let's see how you cope with it. This mitzvah is called Sukkah. And they all go up and they make the Sukkah. On the roof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the sun out of its protective cover, and sun beats down over them, and each one of them kicks the Sukkah, leaves it, and goes back to his house in disgust. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down at the Umos HaOlam and laughs, Yoshev Bashamayim Yizchak. The Gemara goes on to ask, if it's so uncomfortably hot, then we're also potter from Sukkah. Mitzvah duch potter min haSukkah. And for the Gemara, there's a very big difference. The goyim go out of the Sukkah, they give it a kick, they throw it away, and in disgust walk away. Ayit, if his mitzvah is potter from haSukkah, he leaves the Sukkah with a broken heart, like a servant pours a cup for his master, and his master throws it back to his face. We see from here, and this Gemara is 2.5 block long, and we see from here, after this whole lengthy judgment, and there's arguments and counter-arguments, and the Goyim, the Umos HaOlam, lose every argument along the way. But the completion of this case, to show the inherent difference, the basic difference between Klal Yisrael and Umos HaOlam, is left when the true difference comes out. And what's the true difference? The mainstay of it is when one is potter from a mitzvah, how one treats it. What the Goyim kick out at the mitzvah, disdain the mitzvah, and yidn or mechabed the mitzvah, and they are upset that they are potter from the mitzvah. That's the basic difference between us and them. Let's now consider the root of this difference. The obvious explanation is that yidn serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. Like the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Lulav, HaSimcha sheyismach ha'odom ba'asiyas ha'mitzvah uba'av ha'sokeil shetzivu ba'am avoid gedoy lehi. The happiness which a person has while doing a mitzvah and with the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who commanded it is a tremendous avoider. However, the Goyim have no comprehension of this idea at all. Even after they accept the mitzvah, even as in the case of the Gemara here, beg for this mitzvah to know lo nemirosh v'nasena, they still have no feeling to do this mitzvah b'simcha. They have no feeling of a cheshek to do Ratzon Hashem. This is what causes them to kick out at the sukkah and throw it away if they become potter from it. Because their attitude to the mitzvah is something they have to do. But if they're potter from it, they're not interested at all. Unlike us, if we become potter, we're only upset at the lost opportunity to be able to do another mitzvah. Chazal tell us, when Klal Yisrael mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu uskof aleim hakegiges, he held the mountain over the heads and he said, if you accept the Torah it will be good, if not you'll be buried right there. In other words, the Torah was forced on us. Zog di Gemara in Shabbos, mikam moedor rabbe lo iraisa. Meaning, we would not be able to be punished for not being mekayim the Torah, because at any stage we would be able to say, Rebbeinu Shlom, we didn't want it. You forced it onto us. We had to be mekabel it because you forced it, but we didn't want it. So you can't punish us for trying to get out of whatever we didn't want to do. Zog di Gemara, one more line. Afal piken, hoda kiblu b'mei Achashverosh. Shenema kinu v'kiblu ha'yudim. The time of Achashverosh, Yidin will mekabel the mitzvahs b'rotzen. Because, it says kinu v'kiblu ha'yudim, at the time of Mordechai and Esther, Klal Yisrael will mekabel the Torah b'ave b'rotzen, as various cheshbonos, exactly, various mafoshim, exactly how and why that worked. But the fact is, at the time of the Nes, of Purim, Klal Yisrael were mekabel the Torah b'rotzen, and it became a fresh start. I think it's self-understood that if mitzvahs were accepted only through kfir, through coercion, then it would not be a kabbalah ba'ava, and as such, it would not be possible to have a feeling of a cheshek to a mitzvah to an extent that one would be upset if one would be potter from this mitzvah. if we're only mekabel the mitzvah because we're forced to, then that alone means I don't really want it. And if you do it when you have to because you don't have any choice, but if you're parted from it, you just feel a feeling of freedom. This feeling, which the Gemara describes, of a yid who's potter from a mitzvah and is upset that he's unable to be mekayim this mitzvah, this can only be in a case where you're mekayim this mitzvah with av or with cheshek. If you're mekayim this mitzvah al yidei kfir, through being forced, through being coerced to be mekayim this mitzvah, one would not have this feeling. Therefore, it's only in the month of Adar, when we were actually mekabel the Torah ba'avu v'rotzen, that this simcha shel mitzvah was able to manifest itself and bring out the deep-rooted difference between Klal Yisrael and Duma Soyla. And that is the meaning of Mishenichnas Adar Ma'abim b'simcha. Why Ma'abim b'simcha? Because we are now referring to a new simcha shel mitzvah which became apparent in the Chodesh Adar when Kinu v'kibla Yehudim. Until then, when Yidden were only Mekayim Torah and mitzvahs, Al-Yidei Kfir, because they didn't have any choice, that would not bring about a Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Simcha Shel Mitzvah is only possible if one's Mekayim a mitzvah ba'ava. This may possibly be the explanation of another Gemara. The Gemara in Be'er, Daf Tesvov Amud Be'er, says, Uroitze she'yiskayim u'nuchosov yita bohen ador. Somebody who wants his possessions to be lasting should plant an ador in them. Rashi explains this as the kind of tree that helps to preserve the property. But we may have an alternative pshat. We know that a person leaves this world, doesn't take with him any of his material possessions, the only things he takes with him, she'em elavin el odom, le'kesev ve'le'zov, and so on, elo mitzvah semas and tovim belvad. Therefore the real possessions of a person are his mitzvah semas and tovim. Because his gashmi is the possessions he leaves behind. What he takes with him is only his mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Those are the real nechosim of a human being, of a person. If somebody wants these possessions to be everlasting, he wants a kiyum of these possessions, yita bohen ador, he should plant in the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, which he does, he should plant the secret of chodesh ador. This secret of mishanichnas ador ma'abim b'simcha, which is kima v'kibla yehudim, that we will mekabel the Torah b'rotzen, and we have a simcha to do a mitzvah, and we don't do the mitzvahs only because we are forced to, that is the secret which gives the key to mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim that makes them last forever. We see that those who are not aware of the secret will eventually even lose the schar of the mitzvahs that they have been mekayim, because the same Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that the Umas Olam even lose the schar of the Sheva mitzvah, of those of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei nech which they actually did. Omad, in view of all this, we should now find it very simple to understand why Purim retains its significance after the other Mayadim become Botel. The Pusuk says, "Lochein in a yom em bulim nu Hashem, v'lo yoyim ru'oy et chay Hashem asheher lo es b'nei Yisroel me'eretz Mitzrayim. Ki im chay Hashem asheher lo v'asheher b'yazer ab'es Yisroel me'eretz Tzofeinu mikoy lo alotzes asher yidavtim shom v'yoshva alad mosom." The time will come, Zog the Novi, when we won't say anymore, Chai Hashem, who took us out from Mitzrayim. In other words, all the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, all the various Golas and all the various Golas, only we'll thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu only for the actual Bias HaMashiach and for the Geula that we have, the Geula L'Oseglovoi. And the Gemara says in Bruchas, it doesn't mean that we will forget about Yitzias Mitzrayim entirely. It means, Shatei Yitzias Mitzrayim Tofu V'Shevet Malchias. In other words, even though all the Yom Tovim will remain, but they will lose their primary significance and become only secondary to the Nisim of Bias HaMashiach and so on. The reason for why is Purim different? The reason is because the foundation of our life, Lo'osib Lovoi, the foundation, the basis of our life, as it will be Lo'osib Lovoi, is built on Purim because Hodo Kibinu B'Meach HaShverosh. Because the basis of the whole Nitzochen of Klal Yisrael over the Umas Olam and all of our Zechus is built on the fact that we Mekayim Mitzvahs Me'ava and Me'simcha. If it would be only because of the pressure of Kof Aleim HaShverosh, then we wouldn't be any different to the Goyim, Kaviyochel, we wouldn't be any different to the Goyim who did not who are not mechabed the mitzvah of sukkah when they become potter from it. Also, even though we discard all memory of previous tzoras, and Purim, as we mentioned before, is a zecher to the gezeiros of Haman and Achashverosh, but that's only one aspect of it. Nevertheless, these days are also fundamental to our existence forever and ever. And therefore, v'zichron lo Yosef Mizaron.